Welcome here, for those online as well. We appreciate you joining us in service this morning. Before we get into the rest of the service, why don't we stand up and greet one another, say hello to some neighbors beside you. Go ahead and do that. Don't leave me hanging. What's up, Under Armour? I know what's going on there. Well, we've been going through the book of James recently, and that's a series we'll continue to do. But however, I know it's football season right now, and it just kicked off last week or so, and oftentimes in football, there's an audible called. And so this morning, I'm calling it audible. We're not going to be doing the sermon series this morning. I'm just going to be doing something different this morning. So the PowerPoint that we have ready, don't worry about the PowerPoint. I don't have any PowerPoint for us this morning, because this is just a Holy Spirit movement this morning. I feel like that we want to spend time together praying. Today, this afternoon, we'll be at the Lodge at the Senior Center just behind us leading a service, and I'll be sharing this, what I'm sharing with you this morning, with them later this afternoon. And I just felt like it was appropriate just to talk about how we pray. And I've talked about this before, and it's just a really simple way for us to engage in prayer, to pray for one another and pray for other people as well. And again, I've talked about this before, but I just felt like this morning, the Holy Spirit just put on my heart to talk about this with all of us, and also this afternoon at the Lodge. So that's what we're doing, and I hope you're okay with that, to be flexible this morning. And if you join us this morning to come hear the Epistle of James, we'll be back at it next week, Lord willing, and we'll go from there. So are we good? All right, a few of you are good. Some of you are kind of ready to have a nap already, so it's all good. Again, we appreciate you being here. So I've talked about this before, and it's a simple acronym that's often used for people that try to understand how to pray. I'm not sure about you, but sometimes when I pray, I can often be distracted by the things around me, the things that are happening. I can be distracted by animals or birds or noises, whatnot. And sometimes when we pray, we can be so scattered in our prayers that we don't necessarily come to the Lord with, not that we have to have a program or anything like that, but this idea of being able to bring our hearts forward in a way that be able to release what we need to release. Now, having said that, understand this fully, that God is not a vending machine. We don't come to God just as a vending machine and just give him a request. It's also about building a relationship with him and having communication with him as well. And we need to understand that too, because it's a relationship that works both ways. And oftentimes we go to the Lord with our prayers and our petitions, which Scripture tells us to do. It talks about that in Philippians 4. Yet we also need to have a heart-to-heart communication with the Lord and the Holy Spirit and God the Father as we learn through the Scriptures and whatnot. So it's truly understand what that means, to have a relationship with him and not using God for our own agendas or our own things. And so let's keep that in mind. Philippians 4:6 says this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And that's what we're going to do this morning. So this acronym I've talked about before, and you probably have heard it perhaps, it's called ACTS, A-C-T-S. And the letters stand for different things. The A stands for adoration. And I'm going to explain these in a second. So the C stands for confession. The T stands for thanksgiving. And the S means supplication. We're simply praying for things in our life. And I think it's very important to do that for us as we think about this, that when we look at the book of Psalms as well, there's lots of adoration, there's lots of confession, thanksgiving, and supplication in those books as well. And as we grow in our discipline of prayer, this is just a really common way to do this and helps us stay focused. And I hope this tool will be good for you because I love the order because it starts with adoration. So I'll explain that. Our adoration for God and who he is. And who he is in our life as well. When was the last time we sat down and adored God for his character and his faithfulness and his goodness in the midst of things that are going on around us? I was talking to somebody just recently who wrote down a list of the amazing attributes of God and who he is. And it was such a powerful exercise for this person as they went through it. And this person took the attributes, and I suggested that the things that they're dealing with, write those down as well on the opposite side of God's attributes, and recognize how God's attributes can fit into your scenario and pray into those things specifically. So when we talk about God's faithfulness, we can look at our circumstances and say God is faithful. When we talk about his mercy, we can see how he is merciful in our lives. And it's important for us to understand it. So like I said earlier, but when was the last time you adored God for who he is? To really shout it out, to reflect and give thanks to just who he is, that he's our loving Heavenly Father. And we need to express that to him. And often we don't. We often just go to the Lord with our request, and we don't always come with thanksgiving in our hearts. So this morning we're going to take an opportunity to do that. We're going to start off with adoration, and where you're seated, I'm just going to ask you to pray and adore God for who he is. For those watching online, you can engage in this as well. And we're going to take a couple of minutes on each of these spots to do this as we adore God and adore who he is in our lives and his faithfulness. So again, they can be words of adoration, simple one words. It doesn't have to be a long sentence. It can be simple words. Some of the words I mentioned earlier. And I'm sure you can come up with many more in your heart. So let's do that now. Let's just bow our eyes and our heads and just spend a couple of minutes just adoring God. Scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from our Heavenly Father. And we should recognize it as well. So let's take some time to adore God for who he is. Father, we come this morning and we adore you. And I thank you for how you've been so faithful over generation after generation. And we see your faithfulness, Lord, right from the book of Genesis all the way through to Revelation and everything in between and in our lives as well. And we're so thankful for that. And I pray this morning we would not take that for granted, but we would give words of praise and adoration towards you. I thank you that you're on the throne. I thank you that you're providential. And so, Lord, in our hearts, as we just call out, help us just to worship you and adore you with our words and our lives. And Lord, for those who have come this morning that aren't able to adore you because of perhaps things that have gone on in their lives, or there's challenges they're facing, or perhaps there's doubt of even who you are, I pray, Father, you'd remind them of your faithfulness in the past, in the present, and into the future. That even in the midst of facing difficult things, you still remain faithful to us. Amen. The next letter is a C, which stands for confession, and the Bible talks about how we should confess our sins to one another. And confession is a thing that I think many of us struggle with, because we're asking ourselves the question, what do we share, how much do we share, and who do we share it with? And our first place we should be going to is to God our Father, to confess our sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness, as Scripture tells us that. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Because sometimes I know in our lives we feel shameful, or we feel embarrassed, or we feel guilty or condemned to come to God with the things in our heart that have broken his heart. Perhaps how we treat other people. Perhaps how we even treat our relationship with God, that we take it for granted. And church and life and with him is just an afterthought. And it's not really a priority. And maybe you've come this morning that there's things you need to confess to the Lord. And that's part of the equation. And that's where it starts. And I think it's really important, too, as we are in biblical community together, that we can find people that are safe, that we can share our hearts with, that we can confess the things that we've done that have broken other people's hearts, and more importantly, broken the Lord's heart. And the great thing about confession is we can come with anything to the Father. And I'm not sure about you, that's encouraging, isn't it? The small things and the big things he cares about. And we don't come in shame or condemnation. Perhaps we feel that way. Perhaps, but it's an opportunity for us to recognize God's graciousness and the gift of confession that it is. Because I believe it's a gift that we have, that we can go to God the Father and express our hearts. You know, I've got people that share their hearts with me about the things they're dealing with. And I've had comments like they've never shared this with anyone else in their life except to me. And after they share what they've shared, it's opened up an avenue of more confession and more release of the stuff that bogs us down. And I know there's been times in people's lives, too, where they might be angry about something that just happened in their life in that moment. But it's not necessarily the moment that they're mad at. It's something that's been a part of their life for many years. Unconfessed sin. A non-repentant heart, and it just builds up. And then they explode. And that's why confession is a healthy thing. And I think we need to be able to find people we can do that with. And obviously we go to the Lord about these things as well. And so as we've come here this morning, and I'm not going to ask you to come to the platform or share your heart or anything like that, but we have an opportunity this morning to confess what we need to confess to the Lord. And it can be, again, anything you feel that is not honoring him or honoring other people in our lives. And let's not kid ourselves. We all have stuff to confess. Sometimes I feel that way before 8 a.m. in the morning. And we go through a journey of life. And the great thing about God is he's so gracious and forgiving. And so, friends, we're in this together. And if someone decides to ask you to be their safe person, to want to share their heart with you, you do that in confidence. You do that with honoring them, and you keep those things between you and that person. Because there's an honor that relationship as well, that we don't just share what we hear when someone tells us something and tell other people about it. There has to be a sense of that trust with each other. So I'm not sure what your week was like. I'm not sure what happened 6 months ago in your life. I'm not sure. The Lord does. And so we're going to take an opportunity now to quiet our hearts and just confess whatever we need to confess to the Lord. And I'll say this as well, and I think you guys understand who I am at this point, being your pastor for the time I've been here, is I also believe in Matthew 18, if you need to confess something to someone else and make something right with someone, you need to make it happen. That we take personal accountability and make that happen. And again, those loose ends of the kingdom that we don't want. And I alluded to that last week as well. So let's take time. Let's just pray and confess what we need to confess now. Our Holy Spirit, as we come now to confess and bring things to the throne, I pray that you'd, again, percolate anything in our spirit that we just need to be aware of, that we need to confess, that we need to make right with you and perhaps someone else. Lead us now as we ask you to seek our hearts. Jesus' name, amen. The next letter is T, which stands for Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll be sitting around our tables eating whatever it is you eat, turkey, ham, pizza. I'm not sure what your traditions are. Everyone's different. I remember having enchiladas 1 year for Thanksgiving versus having a turkey and ham. It was different, but it was good, and enjoyed that very much so. And we think about Thanksgiving in the scripture I read, and I'll read it again, Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So how thankful are we? What kind of attitude do we have? Do we have an attitude of gratitude in our lives? How well do we even say thank you to people in our lives? How often do we reflect on how blessed we are and where we live and how we live and the beds we slept in last night and the food in our belly and the resources we have? When we have Wi-Fi and it works, we should be thankful for that, right? Because when it doesn't work, we get pretty angry and uptight about it. The things we take for granted every single day, we should be thankful for, because life is short. And life is like a vapor. And we don't know when it's going to be gone and when it's going to end. But we have to understand that we should give thanks. We should give thanks for the people in our lives, our families and our friends, the things that God is doing in our spirit and amongst us. We should be thankful for those things. Hug your kids harder today. Hug your friends harder today. Give a handshake or a hug where it's needed. Because we need to be thankful. And God has given us so much. And in the midst of chaos and life that happens, which we all expect and know, you just turn on the news and we know how broken this world is, that in the midst of all of that, we still have a thankful heart. That we can find the goodness even in the most horrific situations. Sometimes it's hard to see that, and I fully understand that. So how thankful are you this morning? How truly thankful are you this morning? I think how we can see how thankful we are is how we treat other people and how we respond to other people and how we bless other people and how we bless God in our life and our relationship with Him. And I hope that as we think about being thankful, that we don't just do it at Thanksgiving or at Christmas or Easter or your birthday or when your favorite team wins, that we're thankful all the time. Let's take time now to give thanks to God and to be thankful for the things in your life. And perhaps thank the Lord for your friends and family by name specifically, and maybe the things they've done. And I want to encourage you in this too, and I think it's an important step. I remember I challenged the church a few weeks ago as a simple exercise to encourage 4 people that week. I didn't get anything, which is fine, but I hope you did something about it. Did you do something about it? Did you encourage someone? Did you go out of your way to say thank you? Did you go out of your way to appreciate someone? When I give challenges like that, I don't just do it because it's fun to do. I want to do it because I think it's an important exercise for us to practice these things. So perhaps you have someone in your life you need to thank today. Perhaps it's a son or a daughter that you need to thank today. Perhaps it's a family friend you need to thank today. I implore you not to wait. Let's pray together. Father, we come now and we give you praise and thanksgiving for who you are. And I pray that we would be so thankful if we are Christ followers this morning here in this building and those watching online that have given their lives to you. And I pray we would shout that out from the mountaintops, that we are saved, that we know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we've been reconciled to God because of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross as our substitute. And Father, I pray that we would never take that for granted. And Lord, help us now to be thankful. You know, I want to just say one thing. If you've come here this morning or you're watching online and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you haven't made that commitment, or you're still trying to figure out what it means to know him or to follow him, I encourage you to talk to someone in your life. You can talk to me. It's the most important decision you'll ever make. I promise you that. Not because of what I say, because of what Scripture tells us. It's an amazing promise that we have in Christ, eternity with him. We're a place of condemnation. And so let's be aware of that. And my prayer is that you would know Christ deeply. Know him deeply in your heart. That you've given your life to him. You know, it's, we confess with the mouth and we believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. Romans 10:9 says that. What a promise, what a hope. So supplication is a fancy word which simply means our prayer request. Where we come to the Lord and we pray about things and things that we've been struggling with and perhaps something we've been dealing with for many, many years. And we continue to pray into those things. And we bring those things to the throne. And I know perhaps in your life that you've prayed about something for so long, you haven't seen a shift in the circumstances. And I will fully submit to you this morning that that has often happened in my life. And I don't have an answer for you, but what I do know is this. The more I pray about something, whether it's for someone else or for myself, the more it brings me closer to Christ. Now, I may not get the answer I'm looking for, and I've mentioned this before, there's three answers to the prayer. Yes, no, or wait. No is an answer to prayer. We may not like that, but it is an answer to prayer. And the waiting is sometimes very difficult, isn't it? And we may have to wait many, many years to see an answer to a prayer. If it's related to health, someone's salvation, whatever that circumstance might be, we may not see a change, but please remember this, that I mentioned before that God is not a vending machine. So when we come to the Lord with our prayers and our petitions that Scripture tells us about with thanksgiving, there's something about that that creates a deeper relationship with God. And it helps us to show humility and walk in that. Because we can't just pick and choose. Well, he answered my prayer 3 weeks ago. Why didn't he answer this? Well, God's not faithful. Well, let's be clear. I think sometimes we think like that. But God is faithful. He's just. And I'm not sure what you're dealing with this morning or what you're struggling through. And I know there's many people hurting in our community. And you've been praying, you've been fighting for a long time. And parts you want to give up. Parts you want to wave that white flag. And the enemy's plan is to come, kill, steal, and destroy. And he'll use whatever avenues for us, towards us, to distract us. And he uses unanswered prayer, at least that's how he talks about it in the lies he gives us, to say God isn't faithful. If he was, he would answer that for you by now. You didn't get what you wanted. You got the opposite of that. And we buy into these lies, and even people in our own life that we know will say the same thing to us. Your God's not so good. Never answered that prayer for you. We buy into that lie. And I encourage you not to. So as we think about praying for people today, take a look beside you. Maybe you know that person, maybe you don't. If there's something going on you need to pray into, and that's what we're going to do this morning, is to take some time to pray into something that you have in your heart. And if you don't have anything going on that's causing you to lose sleep at night, just pray for the person beside you. Pray for someone's salvation this morning. Pray for our community as well, in our church, in our town. Oftentimes, we don't know what people are going through, do we? We don't know. And it's easy for us to go through life each day and not consider what someone might be going through because there's no communication or the sharing of that. And we ask the Holy Spirit to give us discernment and wisdom in those scenarios and how we can be ministers to one another. So as we go to prayer this morning, again, I mentioned what things we can pray into. And this is also an opportunity to give thanks to who God is. And if you are praying, I submit to you, I've said this before, and there's no one in my family that's a Christ follower. You can pray for my mom this morning if you're praying about something. And I'm sure you know other people in your life as well. And we know there's people here that are hurting this morning that had to say bye to a loved one recently. And I know that's a pain that doesn't go away. And to know that people are standing with you and encouraging you. Let's take some time now and pray about whatever the Lord puts in your heart. We think of those who are hurting. We think of those who have recently lost a loved one. And we think of the Fosham family this morning. I pray you give them encouragement and strength. Continue to minister to them. We think of Millie this morning as well and the things she's struggling with Walter. And I pray that Walter would know you, Lord, and that you continue to give Millie strength as she helps and serves her husband. And I thank you for the people in her life too. And there's many other situations, Lord, that you're fully aware of. And I know there's lots of pain and lots of questions being asked in our lives. And we ask the question often is why? Why does this have to happen to whether it's ourselves or someone else? And if we're fully honest, we don't know the answer. And I pray for those this morning that have lifted up family and friends that are far from you, Jesus, that you would again continue to show them who you are through the power of the Holy Spirit. Use whatever circumstance you need to use to draw people to you, Jesus. For those who have come this morning and those watching online and those in our community that are hurting emotionally and physically, Father, you bring a deep, deep sense of healing. That you would restore bodies and minds in Jesus' name. Lord, I know that you told us this world would be much trouble in where we're living and what's going on. We would face many hardships, whether it's because of sharing the gospel or just day-to-day life. And I pray, Father, that we would not give up. We would not buy into the world and decide that we can be our own God and we'll just follow our own direction. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and I know at times it's hard to believe and understand this, but when it's all said and done, the only thing that's going to matter is where we stand with you. Lord, thank you for this church. Thank you for this community. Thank you for Edson. And I pray you continue to bring revival and healing and hope and restoration and strength and wisdom. And your scriptures talk about a peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, we pray for that, that there would be a deep sense of understanding and peace that comes from you that supersedes everything we can ever imagine. And Lord, for those who've come this morning that are struggling with something so deep in their spirit they have not told anyone, and they feel alone, they feel anxious, they feel abandoned, Lord Jesus, I pray that you give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear through the power of the Holy Spirit to minister to one another. And for those who are feeling that way today, I pray they wouldn't leave this place without sharing something with someone. I pray this is a safe place for us. That we do not take what we're told to make it gossip, but we listen to what people are struggling with to be a friend. So thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for each person here that's joined us, for those watching online. And I pray that as we enter this week, as we see the things you'll be doing, that you'd use us to minister, but also that we be ministered to as well. So Lord, I pray there's a reminder of the hope that comes in you. And whatever we're facing, as tired as we are, as impatient as we're becoming, as frustrated as we are, as angry we're becoming, and the pain just seems so deep and so real, and we acknowledge that, Lord, that we understand this life is painful. And I acknowledge that many people are dealing with that today. In the midst of it all, Lord, I pray for joy. I pray for peace. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and I pray we would know that each moment. We ask this in the strong name of Jesus.